Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Rory.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm a little sleepy. I worked grave last night, so I had to rearrange my schedule to get up for this.
Yeah, I know. I woke you up. I'm fully aware of the situation.
I was ready.
No, you weren't.
But here we are in our First Dates podcast.
Yeah, true. That's a fact.
To get as far away from talking about how I was just asleep, why don't you explain what we do here, what services we afford with our podcast?
All right. We'll do for you anything. Me and Rory, single. And dating over
so
podcast.
Single.
We will go on 25-minute dates. No, yes, 25-minute minute dates with the guests. Depending if they like the ladies or Rory. And an extra 5 minutes will be rewarded if things are especially romantic. And I feel like that's pretty much what I'm going to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't stop saying absolutely on the podcast.
Do you say it IRL?
I do, I think now. It's just leaked into everything.
Yeah, you can't let the absolutely leak.
Yeah, and on the last two, I said definitely a lot. I'm just going to be so hypercritical of myself after this. Yeah, you said it right. You're a 23-year-old female, I'm a 30-year-old male, and this pod essentially is like, it's better than an OkCupid profile, which we see constantly online when we're looking for people to date. This is a more open arena for us to kind of delve into the personalities of these people. We really want to know more, whether they want to be, maybe they're funnier than they are online, or maybe they're
like a huge letdown. Before,
they're crueler or sexier, or, you know, maybe they're asexual, and we'll flesh these people out.
Yeah, and the people that we have on are typically from Twitter. Or just people who have shown interest in us. Or people who are in relationships but just want to be on the market for another 25 or 30 minutes.
Please show interest in us.
That's all we want.
Honestly. See, I really thought Twitter was going to be a vast, vast field of people waiting to be in relationships, but everybody has got a significant other. It's been really upsetting to learn that.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of rough for us.
All right, well, on that note, let me bring in Tyler, the person you're going to be going on a date with tonight. This guy is an angel sent from the heavens. He's a charmer, so you must be aware.
All right.
What has he done with himself? He has turned himself into a silver-tongued playboy. He has also produced a child, a human child.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an album.
No, not yet, at least.
Wow.
I know that he can play the guitar, so it might happen.
Oh.
And yeah, he's got one of the coolest Twitters on Twitter. So I thought that
the coolest Twitters on where?
How dare you? And you like a funny man, so I thought he'd be perfect for you. Tyler, you there?
I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, friends.
You excited?
I'm really excited. Like, I've been gearing up all day, doing some chin-ups.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I can tell. Your chin looks great.
Doing some, well, that's because of some plastic surgery I got yesterday.
Oh, shit. Fast recovery.
No, not really. I didn't really.
Oh, fuck.
But I thought about it.
All right, Tyler, did I say anything wrong about that intro? Did I get you right?
No, yeah, you got me right. I think everything you said about me is exactly who I am.
Have you produced an album?
I haven't. I do. I have. Actually, here's a true thing I was thinking about earlier is when I was in high school, I was in a pop punk band, and Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, his stepdad produced a song for my pop punk band.
Oh, that's cool.
Because he lived nearby. And he was really insane. He was fully fucking insane. But he was really good at playing the upright bass, so I guess his insanity is forgiven.
That instrument just makes
the
me take
intrigue
my
begins.
Off.
I'm gonna leave you guys alone.
All right,
thanks, Troy.
25 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Starts now.
First dates, come on a date.
That's crazy. So you play the guitar?
I do play the guitar and the bass guitar, but they're like the same instrument.
Yeah, I don't play anything. I'm musically like not there.
You can play the tambourine.
Don't tell me what I can do.
Well, you can't play the tambourine. But you could just shake a tambourine, you know.
You're right.
Chaotically.
I could definitely chaotically shake a tambourine.
I mean, you don't have to shake a tambourine. I'm just saying it's an option for you if you ever decide you want to go buy one. I don't know how much they cost.
Yeah, I don't know either. The last time I bought a tambourine was probably like Fisher-Price brand or something.
You actually bought one time?
I don't know. Maybe.
You could go to Target and get a First Act drum set.
Oh, wow.
They're really small.
But, you know, I could do whatever I want.
Well, you can't do whatever you want.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. So I have
crime
a few questions
stuff.
For you, Tyler.
All right. Shoot.
What is one thing I could do or say in the bedroom that would get me just kicked out?
That would get you kicked out?
Yeah. Or you'd be like, literally, get the fuck out of here.
Like if you called me Derek in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I decided that Derek is like the ultimate cool guy name.
Really?
And every guy named Derek is my enemy. Not like really, but I just hate the name Derek a lot for some reason. So
I've known one Derek, and he wasn't that interesting. And I definitely didn't sleep with him. So that is the one thing that could get me kicked out in bed. You know, if you called me Derek, I would also probably kick you out.
Was he Derek with a CK or Derek with just a K?
CK.
Okay. See, Derek's with a CK are not too bad, especially if it's an ICK.
Yeah, it was an ICK.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Derek's out there who are EK, just at EK, and I don't like those guys very much.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
Some of them are right.
What do you think? Have you ever dated a girl who has dated a Derek? Is that where this comes from?
Not that I know of, but I'm sure just...
Statistically.
Statistically, it's likely that...
Statistically, you have overlapped with a Derek.
That me and a Derek have been in the same, you know, thing. The same hole or whatever.
The same hole? Wow. Okay.
I don't know, maybe not.
Sorry?
Maybe not. Maybe there's a Derek out there who is, you know, who's treading after me in my...
Oh, that's...
My
way. You mean maybe
that's
there's possible. A Derek who is... getting your sloppy seconds every time.
It's not really sloppy. It's not like...
Sorry,
you
know, if I offended
you. Mess or anything.
But I see what you're saying. So can we talk for
a
second?
Says I can't.
Can we talk for a second about your Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's Cool Sex Guy.
Okay, what was the inspiration? Did Derek inspire this, or...?
No, well, okay, like, I was doing some job interviews, or I had some coming up, and I was like, and my handle was just my name, and I was like, well, nobody's gonna hire me, because they're just gonna search for my name, and that's gonna be the first thing that pops up, is like some tweet about, like, you know, how a robot shot my dick off with a laser beam, and then they're gonna want me on their payroll, and
see, that's weird, because, like, I see you, and the first thing I want to Google is Cool Sex Guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously they do it, but since my last name's not on there, they can't, like, really bring it up. I mean, they all mention it, but, like, they can't take it into any real account.
Yeah, no, they can't do anything. I've worried about that, too, but it's like, you know what? They have to know the truth about me someday.
Can I just say something about the podcast real quick? I don't know if the date is allowed to address the podcast or if that's too meta.
No, please.
But I had not looked at, like, the graphic for the podcast before until, like, just before I went on. And it looks like the font and, like, the pink coloring, it looks like something from, like, a teen lesbian porn site that I would have looked at when I was, like, in high school.
Wow.
I just want to be really frank. And I think that...
No, this is perfect. I love that you are saying this.
I'm not saying that as like a criticism or anything like that. I actually think that's a huge part of the charm of this podcast.
Wow, you must have maybe like you looked at some cutesy porn.
There were all these different porn sites that were like rolled up into one package, and they obviously like made by the same company that I would frequent, you know, when I was like 15, 16.
See, it's interesting that you're talking about porn, because that was on my list of things to talk to you about. And it's not something I would just think about, because I personally don't partake in the porn industry. Because I have a great imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason I was reading your Twitter and I was like, this guy, we're gonna talk about porn, and you brought it up.
Yeah, I did.
So what was your
question?
I have a bunch. Have you found that your porn behavior has gotten more sophisticated as you've gotten older?
It's definitely more sophisticated. Like when you're like a kid or when you're just discovering porn, you're like fucking, you have no idea what you're doing, and it takes you like 45 minutes to find one website that doesn't make you want to vomit. and now especially there's Tumblr, so you can just find, you know, romantic tasteful stuff that I don't even know if it like is really porn. Like there's this whole thing is like, is it art or porn? I just am like, well, if I'm jacking off to it, it's porn, I guess. So
that's your definition of porn.
That's a very malleable definition, I think. So
wow. I kind of like that definition. If I'm jacking off to it, it's porn.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm just staring at a blank wall jacking off, I mean, somehow I've turned that into
porn.
A pornographic image. So
wow. I'm never gonna be able to look at a wall again. I'm looking at that wall behind you, and I'm kind of having a moment.
Yeah. Or just, you know, usually I'm just staring up blankly at the ceiling, but
yeah, yeah. Me and you both. So have you found that, like, okay, so it hasn't maybe not gotten more sophisticated, but it has gotten more specific. Like, you're like, okay, I used to just like women, and now I like women with four heads, you know, that kind of thing.
No, I mean, porn is one of those things, like, okay, and still, porn is just, it's one of those things that, oh, okay, here's an image. Oh, I don't like that one. Let me scroll to the next one. Let me click over to the next one. Let me find a better thing to, oh, this isn't the one I want to come to. Oh, there's definitely something better out there. So then it just becomes this endless pursuit of like the perfect clip or video or picture that you want to use. And it's, then it just becomes like a chore.
Do you have a bracket set up?
No, but that's how, when you just sit down and you're like really going to pursue some porn, that's like how it ends up. So I just, when I'm like in my zone and I'm going to take care of business, I just try to not use porn if possible, and just,
it's a business.
It's purely maintenance.
Oh.
When I'm doing that. And when you bring porn into it, it's like this whole other factor, and
yeah,
it feels weird.
Do you ever feel
guilty?
I try
not to. Do I feel guilty? No, I think if I still looked at that stuff I looked at when I was like 15, where there's obviously like girls who got kidnapped from Czechoslovakia, then definitely I would feel guilty. But
yeah,
now I think it's mostly like the stuff that I occasionally look at is like,
it's not bad. That's good. Has anyone ever walked in on you masturbating?
I've been walked in on, but not actually masturbating.
Walked in on sleeping or what?
No, I've been, you know, when I was like a kid, my family walked in on me looking at one of those sites, and
your whole family walked in?
Like both of my parents and like maybe my sister, I don't remember.
Extended aunts, uncles too.
Yeah, like my grandma was there. All the ghosts of our ancestors were there.
How horrible if you're like looking at porn and then it just turns into your surprise party.
Yeah. And then so anyways, I clicked out of the window really fast, but the sound kept going for some reason. And then I had to like, and
we're like, yeah. That's what
I
was.
Idiot that I was. No, it was like super loud. I don't know, idiot that I was. I didn't just like, I didn't have it on mute in the first place. And so then I got busted in that.
It's okay. That happens to everyone. Have you ever been locked in on like having sex with someone?
No.
No.
I haven't.
I walked in on my roommate once, and I opened the door, and I got really awkward. And
like, in her own room or like
in in our room, we were roommates. It was in college.
Oh, like real room.
Like straight up shared a room.
Yeah.
And
That's bound to happen.
Though. Then I didn't know what to do, and then the boyfriend didn't talk to me for the following 2.5 years of college.
See, that's silly. Like,
it's
silly. What are you going to do? Like, you share the room, you're going to, like...
That's going to
happen. ...accidentally have these, you know, moments.
That's like the sock on the door, you know?
Yeah.
That's why socks were invented. This date is obviously going swimmingly. Yeah. But let's say it wasn't. Just in the normal life, we're like out at a restaurant, we're eating, no connection at all. You fucking hate me. You think I'm like the worst, okay? Do you, have three options here. Do you like come up with some sort of excuse and end it early? Do you like continue the date, finish it, be like, all right, peace, never talking to you again? Or do you just like have sex with me anyway?
Okay, well, first of all, like if I didn't already know you well enough to not know if it was going to go poorly or not, I wouldn't have like asked you to like eat a big fucking meal at a restaurant that I was going to spend like $40 on, you know?
Wow, big spender. So, okay.
Well, I don't know how much, like even if you just go to Olive Garden, you're going to spend at least like $25 or $30.
Yeah, and that's like pretty much the dream date anyway.
Yeah. Well, actually, the dream date is Bonefish Grill.
Oh.
Anybody who follows me on Twitter knows that I love Bonefish Grill.
I'm so sorry.
And talk about ad nauseum.
Sorry, I mentioned Olive Garden.
About my dead... No, I've actually never been to Bonefish Grill. I just like to talk about it. Like,
okay, so you don't... So you don't think this situation would even happen?
No, I just don't. I can't imagine, like... Why am I at a restaurant with this person that I barely know and might actually fucking hate? And now I have to, like, get out of it and we have these big plans. That sounds terrible.
You're being too logical. Just imagine. Would you end it? Would you come up with an excuse?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Okay, what would it be?
You know what the great thing about having a kid is that I can always, like, get out of any social plans that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, is that the great part of having a kid?
That's like, I mean, it's so fulfilling, I guess, but that's the main part is like, oh, you want to hang out tonight? No.
Yeah, but like, it's not, is it how, what's the kid's situation?
The kid's, what do you mean?
Is it a boy or a girl?
My kid is a boy. His name is Christian. He's 3.
He's 3. Okay, so how old until you can't use him as an excuse anymore? Because you can't be like, oh, I got to go home and tend to my 17-year-old
okay,
son.
Okay, when he has, like, his own social life, then he's not, like, he can't be an excuse for me to avoid mine.
Is that what you primarily use him for?
No, I mean, I primarily don't use him for anything.
Yeah, that's probably a right move. How do women typically react to you saying that you have a kid?
I guess I don't write it down. That's nice.
Like, oh. Cool.
Yeah, it just varies. Some women really hate children. And yeah. And then they're just really polite. And then some of them, like, love kids and, like...
Do you ever keep it a secret?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because, I mean, unless, like, I'm just... No. No, I'm trying to think of if I ever actually did that. No, I didn't. Because I'm, like, I've been sleazy and I've done sleazy things, but that is maybe... beyond even
that's like sketchy. There's a line between sleazy and
that's
sketchy
beyond.
Yeah, that's definitely
that's
beyond.
Semantics, but
well,
I don't know, let's look up sleazy and sketchy
Urban Dictionary
them. Anyways, yeah, I mean, he's great and he's not really someone I use to get out of things, but
if you need an excuse,
if I need to, he's a good backup plan.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, that's good. That's a good reason to have a kid, I think. I'm kidding. Sorry, right. I said that.
Then
I'll cut that out.
If you need me to get you pregnant after this date, so that you can have that very excuse, then fine.
It can be arranged.
I guess I will. I mean, I'm just as a favor to you.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. In the future.
Yeah, I mean, like, some people say I'm not a nice guy, but I am a nice guy.
The fact that you would impregnate someone... just so that they can have an excuse to not fulfill their social obligations. That's proof that you're a nice guy.
But I'm not going to, like, stick around and raise the second kid with you or anything like that.
No. It's not expected.
But
this is a favor to me. Okay, I'm going to write that down that you'll do that. Cool sex guy will impregnate you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, you pay for my plane to get out there or whatever, and you know, my room and board.
So you want me to be your sugar mama?
No, I mean, this is for you. Like, I mean, I'm not benefiting from this. And
would you ever have a sugar mama?
Yes. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, right.
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't know. Understand why? Because
I was watching True Life. I Have a Sugar Daddy the other day, and it just seemed, and like, I know, like, everything on True Life, you're supposed to not want it afterward, pretty much, you know, like, whatever. But I was like, you know what, this is something I can do. I can have a rich guy take me to Prague. Like, that doesn't sound like the worst. What do I have to do, like, make out with him? Like, whatever, I can do that, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I think the dynamics between a sugar daddy and his beneficiary would be totally different than between a sugar mama and her, you know, boy toy. I just feel like it's a totally different,
just the language you lopsided. Use proves that it's different. Beneficiary versus boy toy.
And also, I just, full disclosure, I do have an account on
oh my god,
a website called Established Men, which I made just to see. I wanted to see if there was anybody I, like, maybe I knew on there, or I just wanted to troll it and to see what kind of people were on there, because I'm not an established man by any means. I live with my parents and have no money, but, you know, I just wanted to make the account, and I still, like, I'll get emails from them. Oh, so-and-so is interested in meeting you or whatever.
Yeah. Wow. And have guess, you, and you and haven't met anyone off is, of it?
No, I logged into it one time, and then now I just get the emails. I haven't been back to the site.
Do you online date?
I don't do it as a practice, but I have some of those sites. I've only met one person from, like, an online dating site in real life one time.
Yeah, I don't like it. It stresses me out. I don't like it because I don't get the instant validation I want, and I can't tell. And I just feel like everyone's, like, while I'm dating someone, they're still dating other people, whereas I, like, think that I'm using it to meet someone, but I feel like the guys that I meet are using it to meet a million girls at once.
Yeah. Well, which sites do you use?
I've only ever been on OkCupid.
Okay, so OkCupid is, like, garbage, I feel like.
It is pretty much the worst site on the planet.
I mean, I definitely was on it for, like, 2 months before. It's like, not 2 months even, like, a few weeks before. It's like,
fuck this. Yeah, one time I got mono from it, and I was like, this is the end.
Did you really?
I really did. But I shouldn't have made out with, like, that was my fault, kind of. I mean, not really, like, it was his fault for being the worst person on the planet, but it was my fault
for making out with the guy you met on OkCupid.
Yeah, pretty much. And every time I, like, meet someone on OkCupid, and even if we have, like, a little fling, when it's over, it just was like, oh, God, we, like, clearly met over OkCupid. You know, the way it ends, they just disappear, or they, like, become addicted to, like, mild opiates, and you're like, okay, this is, like, clear that we met over the internet.
By mild opiates, do you mean, like, OxyContin and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I haven't been on it in a while, and because of that, I haven't been dating anyone.
Cool. Well, have you tried Tinder? Do you have Tinder?
I haven't tried Tinder. I had it for like a week.
Here's the thing about Tinder is, even if it's still like another dating site, in theory, it's like really good because nobody can talk to you until after you've basically said, oh, you're attractive enough to talk to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish I had that in real life.
So, yeah, so in that way, it's kind of like you at least get to filter the people who talk to you, and you only talk to people who, at least, you're attracted to each other.
Yeah, you don't get, like, unsolicited messages in the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you a big Tinder proponent?
I was, and I've had it for a while, and I didn't get, like, I had it for, like, a month, and I didn't get any matches. Like, I got, like, one or two matches, and I feel like they were spam, because they, like, immediately started, like, sexting me.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
Within the first, which I don't know how you do spam on Tinder, but so I blocked them immediately because that was scary. And then I met one person on Tinder, and she was like, and it seemed too good to be true. And then we met in real life, and she was actually kind of scary, crazy. And then so.
Yeah, internet people.
Yeah.
We're the worst.
If you're on the, like, if you're on the internet trying to meet people, you're fucked up beyond belief already. So, and that goes for me too. So, like, nobody who meets me on the internet, like, deserves what's coming to them.
No, yeah, that's... I feel like Rory agrees. No, I know. I'm worried. See, I say that about these people. It's like, at the end, it's like, ugh, we met on the internet, and then they talk to me for 2 seconds, and they're like, wow, this girl is clearly, like, off her rocker. I would never meet her in real life. I would never even think about talking to her. She's so weird, you know? They yeah. probably feel the same way about me that I feel about them, except that's not something I really want to admit.
Here's the thing, though, is even if you're doing internet dating on OkCupid, at least you're not using Plenty of Fish or whatever.
Oh, my God, Plenty of Fish.
I had a friend who convinced me to, like, download the app or make an account because he was like, yeah, it's actually really good. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll try this. And I downloaded it, and it was just sort of like, I felt like a John in a trailer park.
There are too many dating sites.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's supposed to be different, but I don't know. Okay, can I switch subjects for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to tell me your worst kiss story.
I didn't like rank all of my kisses, like.
Okay, well, that's one way we're different.
I don't have like a chart. I don't have like a chart of which one was the best and which one was the worst. So I'm gonna tell you about my first one.
Okay, good.
Which was really bad, and so my first kiss is like, I was already kind of old, I guess, for a first kiss, about 16. And that was when MySpace was a fun way to communicate with people. And there was a girl who I kind of knew through friends, and she lived in my neighborhood. I messaged her on MySpace and said, hey, we should make out sometime.
Whoa. And your first kiss, that's how you solicited it?
That's how I went about achieving it.
And Tyler,
we met in the woods and made out in the woods, like, near our neighborhood. And it was just, like, really sloppy, and there was, like, so much spit all over my face afterwards. And I was, like, kissing is, like, one of those things where, like, I was such a fucking girl about it as a child. And, I remember seeing the Power Rangers and when Tommy and Kimberly first kissed, and or Aladdin when Jasmine and Aladdin kissed. And I, like, got all these gooey romantic feelings, and, like, thought kissing was, like, the ultimate thing. And, like, I had practiced doing it to my hand in the shower and all this stupid bullshit that you, like, read about,
but no, I isn't definitely actually did that.
Fake. And then, like, it came down to it, and it was just so unceremonious and so sloppy and, like, kind of smelled weird or something, and I don't
Whoa.
Know.
MySpace girls.
We were in the forest, so there were definitely, like, some homeless camps nearby. So.
I definitely, growing up, didn't kiss anyone for, like, my entire life, and then... But I practiced making out with the mirror, which, like, in retrospect, was probably the most egotistical thing I could have done. But well, no, I didn't know that at the time.
I worry. Like, I think with the mirror, it's just like, well, let me at least practice on these lips, these, like, fake lips that aren't actually lips, but are just an image of my lips.
Yeah, but it felt like... I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, do you have a reason to now?
I mean, it's been a while, but that doesn't mean that's not a real reason. But I'm curious. Like, I wonder if that's, like, pleasurable. I'm going to try that later.
Yeah.
If this doesn't work out.
You just report back on that one.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know how the mirror makeout goes.
Maybe just don't tell anybody that you did.
Maybe
that.
Don't tell anyone. Maybe don't just broadcast this and post it on iTunes.
Edit this part of the podcast out.
I don't think I'm going to.
That I don't want to be associated with your behavior.
I don't want to be associated with my behavior either, but I'm stuck with it. Yeah. I'm stuck with it forever.
That's who you are. Your personality is, you know, a toxic parasite that you'll
what can
never
I say?
Escape.
Yeah, well.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I hope you're kidding. Be fucked up if
we
you
just
want.
Met like 5 minutes ago and I'm like disparaging.
Yeah, that's true. We only met 5 minutes ago, and you're already being so harsh on me. What does this speak about for our relationship? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we have a future together.
Like, I mean, clearly.
For real.
Clearly. Like, maybe I'm the next step in your porn and your porn sophistication ladder.
I don't know. Where do you live in the United States of America?
Los Angeles.
Okay, that's where everybody lives. I guess I should have assumed that.
Yeah, but I'm from New York. You live in New York.
What?
You live in New York?
No, I live in Florida.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any Florida comments.
No, I wasn't going to. I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't,
on the beach?
Yeah, I live about like 15 minutes from the beach.
I know nothing about Florida. My grandparents used to live there, obviously, because I'm Jewish. And that I used to go there, and I used to go to their like retirement community, but that's my only exposure.
Where was their
retirement? And Pitbull videos. I have a very, very interesting perspective of Florida.
All right, so before you guys start talking about the differences between California and Florida, which I'm sure will be riveting to the audience, I'm going to let you guys know that you have 3 more minutes. So if you want to get serious here, you better get down to it.
Okay. I'm going to get serious. Thanks, Rory. Okay. Switching gears to get serious, Tyler.
Which gear are we in now? I've lost track.
We're in this gear. So, I'm no secret to the friend zone.
All right.
Are you?
You're no secret to the friend zone?
Stranger.
Okay.
I'm no stranger to the friend zone.
And also no secret to it. Okay.
I'm no secrets here. No secrets on First Dates podcast. So, how would you put me in the friend zone? Because I usually do the slow drift, you know, where things are going great, things are hot and heavy, and then I decide I'm sick of it, and I just slowly taper away, you know? But most people, I feel like, are say that's a bad idea, that's rude, blah, 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 you're a horrible person, and they want to have a talk about it.
Here's the thing, is the slow drift is the only way to go. But I always do like a digital slow drift where I don't actually slow drift in real life, where all of a sudden we're hanging out less and less. I just like start texting less and less, messaging or however our primary communication is, less and less.
Have like, you ever like, but do people, they notice though, right?
Yeah, they notice. But usually like worst. Nobody, like the problem with the thing is like, honestly, like they don't want to call you out. People wanted to call you out, that would be totally different.
Yeah, it's true. And if you're doing the slow drift, chances are likely that you're not far enough along in your relationship that, like,
it's... They don't feel like they have a place to call you out.
Yeah, and no, that's the beauty of the slow drift.
Yeah, you always slow drift. Up to a certain point, you can slow drift. Mm. Like, after you... There's a certain point, if you pass it, then you have to say something and say...
Ugh, yeah, I hate that point. Yeah. That's why I never get to that point. I never...
The friend zone...
I never pursue relationships because I don't want to.
The friend zone
is
different than like the slow drift thing, because the friend zone is like when you don't get into anything at all. You just start.
Do you think that you can be in a thing and go backwards to the friend zone?
No.
No.
I did recently break out of the friend zone, like.
Into a romance land?
Into a romance land. Like a few months ago, I got put in the friend zone and I was like, all right, that's fine. And then I think just by being compliant with my, you know, with my friend zonage, that I was able to, like, prove that I'm not a giant dweeb who can't handle being friend zoned and was able to transition.
Wow. I've never successfully transitioned out of friend zone. I've only ruined friendships. Wow, I can't believe I said that. But it's true.
I think it was a fluke, but yeah, I mean, that's usually my course of action, too, is just fuck up the friendship.
Yeah, yeah. I it's not worth it most of the time. Sorry.
No, it's always worth it.
All right, so I'm glad you guys talked about being friend-zoned before the end of this date. Do you not feel like you were being successful, Zoe? Is that why you had to bring that up?
No, it was just on the list. I meant to
you
bring
were,
it up earlier.
You connected so well with Tyler that you were like, all right, if I'm not going to get to go to bed with this dude, I want to make sure I'm going to be friends with him.
That's actually true.
That's what I feel like we're connected now, and I know where you're going.
Yeah, we've done this enough.
You didn't want him to get away from you.
No, this man, never.
I think once you're in Florida, you're stuck there, so you'll know where to get him.
Yeah, you're right. Somewhere in Florida. Somewhere in between Pitbull video and my grandparents' retirement home.
Yeah, he'll be scuba diving. All right, so some highlights that I was a big fan of. Zoe, really good line. I was really proud of you. You had this, like, I'd Google cool sex guy if I ever saw you. That was a sneaky good line.
That was
charming.
That appealed to my ego.
Also, Tyler, anything I'm jacking off to is porn. That is a catchphrase to end all catchphrases. It was fantastic.
Put that on my gravestone.
Also, like, that your first kiss was prompted by MySpace interaction, man. That you're a man of the modern times.
I am. I'm a product of websites.
So even though you both were charming with each other, Tyler revealing that Zoe is possibly a toxic parasite was a bit rough. A bit rough, but I think it was all in jest, so it works out in the end. Do you feel like you're a toxic parasite, Zoe?
Yeah, it was a little too real for me.
You kind of shut down after he said it at that
moment. Yeah, I know.
It cut you deep.
I just really wanted to, like, get her vulnerable so she could open up to me. We could have a closer connection.
I think, yeah, you were
more That's open really manipulative, Tyler.
So, Tyler, at the end of this date, do you want to walk Zoe to the door and just shake her hand and send her away? Or do you want to give her a big hug, maybe a kiss, and maybe make plans for another one? Or do you just want to, like, rip her up, kind of hoist her up against your door, and then drag her inside for maybe some carnal action?
Wow, that sounds like he's about to murder me. Sorry.
I don't want to murder Zoe, but I do think I'm going to give her a big hug and maybe we can hang out again and keep going. Like, just see.
Just see where
just
it goes.
Let's just feel things out.
Yeah, let's feel things out. Sounds good to me. I go on a date a week, so it's fine. Mm. Not heartbroken
right now. Zoe, I think Tyler's, he's charming. He goes slow. He's a slow player, right?
Yeah, bro, well, right now, you know, you have different games, you know. I have my big pickup artist handbook. So right now I'm working my long game.
Oh, that's the nicest thing.
Just kidding.
It's always worth the long game.
I'm always worth the long game. Please give me the long game.
Oh, it's a really long game.
Zoe, did you just wink over Skype there?
Yeah, I did a little wink.
I think the date was pretty good. I mean, I've never been on this kind of date before. I've actually never, like, Skyped with somebody and not pulled my dick out before.
Whoa. There's still time.
I can leave after this. You guys can still time, Tyler. You guys can be alone. Is this better than Tinder and or OkCupid and Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, this is definitely better than Plenty of Fish and OkCupid and Tinder and Match.com.
He almost
did it. You see Zoe, we're on to something.
Not as good as Christian Mingle, but
you can't win it all.
All right, well, Tyler, you are one of the best on Twitter. Definitely, that's why we had you on. People should follow you. Cool sex guy, as it sounds. Your Instagram is also really cool, too. Tyler Vasquez, TylerVazquez. All right, let's send this off.
Poor Tyler whips his dick out. Great show. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. And follow us on Twitter at First Dates Pod. Like us on Facebook, because we have that now. And visit our website, firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com, to comment or get updates or just see what's going on. Follow me on Twitter at Madam Zubel and Rory at Rory Not Roy. And please keep in touch with us. Tyler.
All right. Until next time. Happy dating.
Happy dating.
Should I do my sign off line now?
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.